Yeah, you're tuned into BFM Breakfast. We've got a couple of very special guests in the studio, Tom and Kat from Nympho. Morena.
Morena.
How are we feeling? Huge weekend for you guys.
Yeah, we're feeling pretty good. I mean, yeah, the response has been amazing, but we're just tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, context for anyone who's not, I don't know, maybe been living under a rock or something. The wonderful team at Nympho have simultaneously been putting on their amazing club night on Saturday with Kavari at Double Whammy, which looked like such an incredible night, and then have like launched this whole fundraiser to save Neck of the Woods, which has now made, what are we at, like 90K?
90, yeah.
Yeah, 91, I think, actually.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Ooh, crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah, you must be a little bit exhausted juggling all of that at once. But I guess I want to start by talking a little bit about Neck as a space and the sort of joint history with Nympho. Can you tell us a little bit about what it means to you guys putting on nights like Nympho to have a space like Neck?
Totally, yeah. So we've run over 16 events at Neck of the Woods, and we've DJed so many more there, mm-hmm. All individually. Yeah. Mm. And the team there is just incredible. They will tackle problems with you head on, and will work with you to make it the best that it can be. Mm-hmm. Very proactive and kind, and really understand the need for like queer club nights that center people of color. You know, they really get it mm-hmm. in a way that many other venues don't necessarily. Mm. We have lots of great venues in Auckland, but Neck has just been really outstanding.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there's something sacred about that space, eh? And also totally. The range. Like, I was thinking about some favourite memories, you know, seeing acts like the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra be born out of there, and some really amazing band gigs, whilst also, like, some of the most memorable cunny cunny memories in Tamaki. So
totally.
it's a special space, and I think a lot of people were feeling really shocked and sad to see the news of closure on Thursday. You guys have sort of been in quite close comms with the team at Neck. Tell us a little bit about launching this fundraiser, what they need, and what saving them is going to have to look like.
Totally. So, yeah, we found out at the same time as everyone else on Thursday evening, and we were both, like, pretty outraged. I mean, you could speak to that, Kat.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it was devastating. Like, it was... That's taking away, what, like 100 opportunities for young artists a year and internationals, and for us to see a whole like range of different acts, because there's so much of the underground that goes through that space that is not able to perform in every venue. It was devastating to say the least, and I think that just kind of definitely inspired, like, okay, let's talk.
Kat and I and Theo, all of us at Nympho really, we're just sort of refusing to believe it. And we're like, okay, what can we do?
Yeah.
And luckily, Neck was able to work with us to be like, well, here's how much we need. We need $150,000 to sort of clean slate it. Mm-hmm. And then we could possibly open up again. So, that's really exciting. But their model at the moment is they charge a venue hire and they take the bar sales, but people aren't drinking as much, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know?
No, absolutely not.
And moving sort of nightlife away, well, club nights away from, clubs away from, it's tied, you know, being so closely interrelated with alcohol is, not the worst thing in the world. So we want to really imagine what that future will look like. It's not that there won't be drinks available.
Of course not.
But, like, yeah, we want to imagine what that will look like in the future. So we'd really love if you've ever been to a night at Neck or promote there any of that. Give us an idea. We've got a Google form in our bio at nympho.world on Instagram. We'd really love to hear your ideas for what that will look like with Neck in the future, and they'll hold Hui so the community can come around and talk about what that will look like. Yeah,
it's going to take imagination. It's going to take some ideas, I think.
Hard, because I think if we've sort of if we've gotten anything out of what has been a really hard week in terms of, you know, like flying out closing, Neck of the Woods closing, everyone feeling the sort of financial pressures of this time, it's at least a conversation about, okay, we need to change how our venues operate so that it's actually a bit more sustainable moving forward. And I think that's tied in with a lot of things, you know, how people are voting, but also like creating opportunities to change the format and the structure of how these venues survive. So it's exciting to hear that if this money is raised, it's not just sort of like pushing the can further down the road. It's actually a chance to make some real change and make it a sustainable venture.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, that is the idea. I mean, yeah, look, at the lack of arts funding, the, you know, all of that has all played a huge role. So yeah, make sure you vote.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, totally. Okay, so I read somewhere, someone was saying yesterday that, you know, if we get to about 100K today, things are looking hopeful. What's the sort of timeline need to look like for this fundraiser?
Yeah, so I mean, we just need to raise 150K by Saturday, really, is the hard cutoff. But yeah, we would... there's some meetings going on today, and there's an idea that if we are at 100K by some point today, that will look really good for those meetings. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's hope that we get there. But you know, everyone's done an amazing job donating already, so it's been incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if we, I mean, we will get to 150K.
Oh, def.
But absolutely. If for whatever reason it doesn't quite happen by Saturday, this money will go towards helping the staff ensure that they can sort of move forward.
Completely, a comfortable exit for them. So, yeah, it'll be, covering their holiday pay and stuff like that. So, it's important, regardless, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, everyone can head to Give a Little's website. The page is called Save Neck of the Woods, and donate as much or as little as you can. Every little bit is helpful. I wonder if we could end... I've got a live recording from actually Dateline performing at Neck of the Woods, but with each of you maybe sharing a favourite Neck memory.
For sure. I guess it was both of the Nina Jirachi shows that we did. The one with Doss was incredibly special. That was over two years ago, so way before she blew up. But it was really awesome. Yeah, I mean, Doss was incredible to have her playing her songs with Sophie, you know, and in that space. It was incredibly, meaningful. And, that was just so beautiful to dance with everyone to... one of the people who made some of our favourite songs, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah, damn, I have the same gig.
Oh, cool, that's awesome. I love that. No, shared favourite memory. Yeah. That's special.
I flew up from Wellington for it and, like, it was, like, mind-blowing. Like, the lights were perfect, the sound is always so amazing in there, and it was, as somebody who, like, listens to and tries to reproduce some of that production style, it's just... second to none to actually go in that space, be immersed in the sound and be immersed in a room full of people who really believe in a vision.
Yeah, hard. And like shared dancing is the only way forward.
Yeah, it's so important.
Hard out. Oh, cool. Okay, everyone, dear listeners, please head to the Give a Little for Neck of the Woods. Donate some putia and also head to Nympho socials to find the links for feedback and stuff.
Yes, moving forward. And there's also a letter template if you want to email or write letters to some rich people to get them to donate.
Oh, yeah, mean. Hit up your rich mates, everyone, for the culture, Hey, Tom and Kat, thank you so much for coming up for a corridor. And thank you for your amazing mahi across the scene this weekend. Hopefully you get a nap soon.
Thank you.
We're going to listen to Don't Know What to Do With Me from Dateline. This is a live recording at Neck of the Woods. Not quite a Nympho vibe, but just shows you the range of that space, eh?
We'll be right back. Thank you. That song's called Don't Know, and then there's a bracket, What to Do With Me, close bracket.
Yeah,